Another 5-minute mystery.
Daddy, gotta hold my arm still.
Ah, bullseye, Sergeant.
Yeah, it's a mighty fine revolver you have here, Captain.
I picked it up for a song in a pawn shop yesterday.
Here, load her up and let's see your aim.
Yes, really a sweet job.
It is a nice gun, Captain. Only trouble is I'm lazy. I don't like a revolver. You have to go to all the trouble of picking the used shells out and reloading. Personally, give me an automatic. Just slip a clip in and...
Captain Jenkins, you're wanted upstairs immediately. A report has just come in over the radio of a shooting on the west side.
There goes our target practice.
Come along, Sergeant. We'll drive out and see what gives. You say your husband was sitting here by the open window when you heard the shot, Mrs. Williams.
That's right. I was in the kitchen. I came running in just in time to see Ben slumping down in the chair and some man running down towards the river there.
Sergeant, take a look outside the window for footprints.
Right at it.
Did you get a good look at the man, Mrs. Williams?
No, I didn't, Captain. He was too far away and running.
Well, why should anyone want to kill your husband?
Oh, he's quite wealthy, Captain, and, well, perhaps he's been a bit ruthless in his business dealings. He's made enemies, especially among the people in the tenements he owns.
No luck, Captain. Not a sign of a footprint.
Well, I didn't expect you'd find any. You see, Mr. Williams has powder burns on the right cheek where the bullet entered.
Well, I'll be... It was a suicide, then.
Mrs. Williams, there's no use in your lying. Where's the gun?
Gun? Why, there's no... All right. It's in the closet at the basement stairs. But I only put
I'll get it.
I didn't mean to do anything wrong, Captain. It's only...
I think I understand.
I didn't want any publicity to get out that Ben had committed suicide. It wouldn't be good.
Well, just what did happen now?
When I heard the shot and came in from the kitchen, I saw what Ben had done. The gun was still in his right hand. I gently removed the gun and put it in the closet. Then I made up the story of seeing the man running.
You didn't do anything else? Didn't touch the gun in any other way? Or didn't change anything about your husband?
Oh, no.
Here's the gun, Captain. Small caliber revolver. One cartridge missing from the chamber.
Where's the missing cartridge, Mrs. Williams?
I threw it into the furnace. It was lying on the floor beneath Ben's hand. Oh, I've made such a blunder of things.
I'll say you have, Mrs. Williams. You've blundered yourself right into a murder charge.
In just a moment, we shall return for the solution to our mystery. In the meantime... story.
Yes, Mrs. Williams, you blundered on every move, but especially when you stated you had picked the cartridges off the floor from under Ben's hand. You couldn't have picked the cartridges off the floor, as a revolver doesn't eject its cartridges. If your husband had committed suicide, he couldn't have removed it, but you did, and threw it in the furnace as part of the plan. I wonder what story you'll cook up for the jury.